Okay, Trevor, hi. It's time again for our little fireside chat. It's the second Shabbos in our Golus for Meish Kardesh and our Golus from each other. So, I wanted to share with you a little Torah. There's a sefer that I always go to when I need chizuk. A lot of svarim, but in particular, I learned Reb Leib Le'egus, Husky and Lena. And today's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a day that's, I mentioned it yesterday in Hashir, or the day before in Hashir, to the community that Chazal tells was Neitel Esra Taurus, that it's there are 10 crowns. 10 crowns that are worn by this day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Hashvos Hashchina, the Mishkan, against the darkness of the klipa of that crown of Corona. And in our benching Rosh Chodesh, in our davening Rosh Chodesh, we daven today by Musaf, we say v'chukei Rosh Chodeshim lehem kavata. Chukei Rosh Chodeshim lehem kavata. That somehow the moon, the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, is called a chok. A chok. Now, you know that a chok means something we can't understand. It's beyond human reason and logic. And Reb Leib Le'egus explains, what's the chok of the new moon? And he says something very beautiful. He says that when the light of the moon begins to shine, when a new light, when an Or Chadash begins to shine, each one of us imagines, as does the moon itself, that the light will only grow brighter and brighter and stronger and stronger. That's our expectation. That's our hope. When a child is born, that the light of that child will grow brighter and brighter. That you and I, when we begin something in life, a marriage, whatever it is, it will go brighter and brighter and brighter over time. So what's the chok of the new moon? The chok of the new moon, where Blabel says, is that Hashem was kaveya fixed into creation, such a thing, that after that initial time of light, and after a period of shining, that the moon retreats and goes through darkness. And it's like that with everything in life, that after the initial shining of light, there's a time that comes of darkness in the life of a child, in a marriage, and so on. But the whole tachlis of that helem and his kasus, which Reb Leib calls it the concealment and the covering, the whole tachlis is bechdei shia achakach hishtoikus yoser, is only to make the longing for light much greater. Because over time, we take things for granted, and we believe that that light is just going to shine forever. So Hashem made a chok. It's hard for us to understand. Things are going well. Why should everything stop? This kid was doing great. Like, what happened? My marriage was gewaldic. What happened? The light of the moon was growing stronger and stronger. What happened? But Hashem made the world in such a way. In order that we have a new taste of something fresh, of something beginning again. Because we take things for granted. Like the new moon. You know, my wife and I were taking a walk today. It was a beautiful day. And there were a few chevra that we saw from the shul. One pulled over in the car. We were just walking. And we were all so excited to see each other. The same people, the same person that we used to see all the time. And just part of that light of our lives. The people that we love. The people we're connected to. And it was such a treat. That Or Chadash, that new light. After there being a time of darkness. And even to see our grandchildren. We took a walk and went to see different grandchildren. Of course, we kept proper social distancing outside. We sat outside. There was something so wonderful about being able to have that light after a time of darkness. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first month. It's the beginning. It's a Chodesh Zelochem. It's V'chukei Roshei Chodashim Lehem Kavata. That Hashem made a chok in our lives. That there's a time that comes when the light that we became so used to and we took so much for granted, where the light for some time seems to be extinguished. It seems to go out. But the whole tachlis of that is that we should want it more than ever before. The whole tachlis of that is that we should long to come back to our Bais HaMedrash. The whole tachlis is that we should long to be able to be once again with the Chevra, all of us together in the right way. So that Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, that Hashem should watch over all of your families, all of our families, our big family, and all Jews. We're hearing discouraging news. But HaChadosh Zom Lechem Roshi Chodashim, Yismuchu HaShemayim Nesogel HaRetz. Hashem, as I said the other day, Hashem is putting us through a mikveh, through Hagolas Kalim. He's kashering us for what's going to be a Pesach, and after Pesach, of something new, of something incredible, of a new light in our lives. And we look forward to sharing that together. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos all of our life. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.